Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You may have noticed that we've been working with a new shopping platform, WeShop. Well, if you haven't, it is the industry disruptor that you need to know about. A social shopping platform which allows you to earn shares every time you shop from your favorite retailers, from Net-a-Porter to Selfridges, Space NK to H&M, which you can unlock after 12 months, meaning basically you grow your savings as you shop. Just download the platform from the App Store or Google Play and sign up using @Sheerlux as your referral code. You can then explore the platform, follow your friends and favourite brands, tastemakers and celebrities. Click to all your favourite stores through the app and shop away. For more information, head to we.shop and download the app today.
What you want to read on holiday, like with absorption.
It's a navy blazer, yeah, but it's so much more.
I'll send you the recipe.
That sounds so good.
And I would say yes, I did know pretty quickly.
I knew you were going to say that.
That's amazing.
You're listening to the Sheerlux podcast, your guide to a more stylish life.
Welcome to the Sheerlux team podcast with me, Charlotte Collins. This week, I'm joined by Sherry Andrew, Becky Hull and Tor West. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Good morning. Tor, I was going to ask you what's in your, purple, sludgy brown smoothie. So I'd like to
when
know.
I left it home, it was like a vibrant purple and it's kind of settled down en route. It's delicious.
It's on the brown
side.
So yummy.
What's because in it? I did a workout quite early and then I knew we were doing this and I knew I wouldn't have breakfast till quite late. So I was like, I need to get something in me. I mean, the joy with smoothies, you can just put anything in it and you can pack in so much nutrition. There is, on the bottom, we have a base of vanilla protein powder, a bit of peanut butter, flaxseed, this like berry superfood powder, which is amazing. And 1 teaspoon is the equivalent of like 2 massive portions of berries. And it's a special berry that contains 5 times the antioxidants of blueberries.
Wow.
It's my new discovery.
What is it? What's the brand?
It's called, it's either Haskapa or Haksapa.
Okay.
I think it's like a Norwegian berry.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit of that. And then I got celery, banana, spinach and raspberries.
Oh, it's all in there.
Wow.
Gosh, that's, you're healthy.
So there's like 3 or 5 a day in there and a lot. Yeah, that's what I mean. A smoothie is so easy.
It is, you're right.
And then you just drink it and then it's done.
I find, though, that there are like 2 families of smoothies, in inverted commas. If I'm going for like a protein shake, I'll go like banana, oat/oatmeal, like chocolate, protein powder, peanut butter. Like, that's one family.
Agreed.
But then to me, yeah, but then I couldn't mix like the blueberry, celery, you know, the kind of more liquidy things.
I reckon if you tried it, you'd be like, oh, it's delicious.
Do you think?
Mm.
That does sound nice.
It does sound nice.
Yeah, it does sound good.
Because sometimes I don't feel like those flavours.
It's quite heavy, that, as well.
Yeah, and that's good after a workout when you want something that's almost like quite like, oh, like a real treat.
It feels like a meal. Yeah. What protein powder do you use?
At the moment, I'm using the JS Health one because I want to try something different. And it's really nice.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's vegan, which I like. I sometimes think like the whey ones don't really agree with me very much. But I also think the Form protein powder, which I know Ben uses.
Yes, he does. That's
I think that's the best one as well.
I just steal his, but the Form one is really nice.
Really
and also
good.
The newer one as well, which is very, very, very similar to the Form. Anyway? Newer?
Oh, yeah. Nothing unnecessary added.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Anyway, how's everybody? Sherry, how are you doing?
Yes, good, thank you. Loving the new office. It's
It's
so nice. And also just a treat to walk to work.
I mean, you're so lucky.
Yeah.
How long is your walk?
About 1/2 hour. But I feel like I've earned it because I only was living 2 miles from the old office and it took me like 1 hour on the bus because of that horrible traffic. So this is good.
Yeah. Like going across South London, and also it's the same going across North London, is so hard.
Mm-hmm.
You can go north to south quite easily, but it's very difficult to go across.
Yeah, the connections aren't the best.
Yeah, east to west, not easy.
No, they're not.
How was your weekend?
It was lovely, thanks. I had a very musical weekend, lots of live gigs. I went to see a band called Callio on Friday at the Hammersmith Apollo, who I've never heard of. They're like an Icelandic rock band, which is not my typical gig.
Okay.
But my boyfriend is obsessed with them, so it's like, oh, I'll come with you, and it was so good.
When you say Icelandic,
I know what you're gonna say,
that Eurovision movie.
I was about to say that.
The one with Tim.
Yeah,
Tim.
That film. And actually, I watched it the other day because it came up on my Netflix recommended. It's so good.
I love that song.
It's really good.
I can't remember what the song is, but it makes me die.
I won't sing it.
No. Okay, well, sing for me afterwards.
I've not seen it.
Oh my God, Becky.
It's
so good.
Yeah.
Oh,
you have to like Will Ferrell.
Okay.
I actually disagree because I'm not sure I'm the biggest Will Ferrell.
Yeah,
I'm not
such a Will Ferrell film, though.
It's very good.
He plays a Scandi contestant in the Eurovision.
Mm. Have you seen it, Sherry?
I have, yeah. Okay, it's really right. good.
Was this band anything like that?
No. Completely different. So I would say if you've seen A Star Is Born, Jackson Maine, aka Bradley Cooper, his rock band, that is what they are like in real life.
Okay.
That's him. He has like the hat. He's very cool. Very handsome man as well. All the girls at the front were like, woo! So yeah, that was really good.
Okay.
And a bit different.
More music.
I saw Sister Sledge on Sunday night.
Oh my God!
Jealous!
So good.
Were they?
They were amazing. And I love their band because they always shake it up. So
I would love to see
Where were they? Where were they?
Dulwich Park. Oh Again, so local. Walked there. Honestly, me and my walking. Yes. I'm getting ready.
Walking queen.
So they shake it up. So the original Debbie Sledge is now the main singer, and it's now her daughter, their nephew. It's a real family affair.
Funny
so
that. Cute.
And it was
funny
so...
that we are family.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It was like a real mixed crowd. Everyone was just having the best time. It was so feel good.
Oh, fun.
I loved it. Yeah, it was really
I feel
good.
Like musical events in parks is like a real thing that London has latched onto this summer. Like it feels like there's a lot going on.
There's a lot.
I accidentally stumbled upon, I think it was West End Live in the end, which is where they have like West End musicals come and perform over on like a big main stage, which I think I went to about 15 years ago and used to be in Leicester Square, but it was in Trafalgar Square. It took over the whole of the front of the National Gallery.
That's cool.
It was wow. And anyway, the bit I stumbled upon was Magic Mike performing.
Oh my god, really?
I mean,
is that like family friendly?
Not in the slightest.
I have a request about Magic Mike. I kind of wanted to go for my hen do. It never happened. If we could make a sheer luxe trip happen,
yeah,
can we make
tour? I can't explain how desperate Lou is to go.
We should go then as a team.
Oh my god.
Well, I've been told that if you wear trousers, you're likely to get
I've heard that too
grinded on.
So
I'll go dress.
I'm gonna wear the tightest leggings you've ever seen.
That's my I'd like to go, but it's my worst nightmare.
My trousers are nothing else. It's my worst nightmare too. I can't think of anything. Yeah,
if someone got
me
on stage, I would actually want to die.
Yeah. Speaking of musicals, I saw Sick a few weeks ago.
Oh yeah, how was it?
And I'm actually going back next week with a different crowd of girls.
You must have enjoyed it then.
I really enjoyed it. It's a real girls and also girls like of a certain age, like it's probably not for your mum. Do you know what I mean? It's very, yeah. I think I've heard it described as Little Mix for the West End. It's kind of that
That's
vibe.
So
like,
true.
Yeah, isn't it? Right. Yeah. It's so good, right? Mm. I loved it. It's for those who don't know, it's a retelling of this story of Henry VIII's six wives, and each of them are kind of telling their story to win a competition of who got the worst deal or who is that
yeah, who's the most hard done by.
Who's the most hard done by, exactly. And so they've each kind of got their moment on stage. They've got a really cool little band of women musicians, and it's just so feel good, and I loved it.
I feel like I saw I got a taster when the during the Jubilee concert.
Exactly. Anyway, I really recommend it. It was so good.
I love that. Also, everyone who I know who has been is going again or has been twice.
Well, that is a really
so that just
and
says it all.
Yeah, and I've heard, which you probably can confirm or deny, is it's actually quite not short.
Oh yeah, it's brilliant.
And I like that.
It's an hour and a half.
Yeah, I love
it's
that.
It's amazing. They do two a night. You can go at 6:30 or you can go at 8:30.
Unreal. Oh, yeah. That's
I know.
Really fun.
That's how short it is. It's so good.
And there's no interval.
No. Just bash it out, 90 minutes.
That's fine.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's perfect, isn't it?
Yeah,
exactly. I can't watch a film now that's like 2.5 hours.
Yeah, me neither.
Speaking of, sorry to keep hogging the mic, but I did see Elvis this weekend.
Oh, God, how was it?
Well, it's 40 minutes too long. It's 2 hours and 40 minutes. It doesn't need to be. But that aside, oh my God, it was really good.
Really?
It was so, hang on, I was gonna be really emphatic there. I don't know why I didn't like it as much as Bohemian Rhapsody, like of that genre. I guess because it's obviously not British. Maybe Bo Rap is like, you know, super fun for you know, because it's got a sense of humor. I mean, Elvis isn't not funny, but Austin Butler, who plays Elvis, and Tom Hanks, who plays his it wasn't really his manager, it was his promoter, actually, I guess that's the difference, are both incredible in it. Like, the acting is I think it's the best I've ever seen Tom Hanks.
Oh wow.
Yeah, like seriously,
that's saying
it's like a really
yeah.
I mean, I guess for Tom Hanks to take on a role now, it's got to be a good one, right? Like, he's not just gonna do anything
that's
shitty.
True.
If you said it's not funny, is it like quite sad and quite serious?
Do you know what, like all of those films, it's basically showing what a sad life he really had. And he was a sad man.
Does
he
it
died
focus,
very young.
I was gonna say, does it focus on his like early years or latter?
It's basically his entire famous lifespan, so right. It's about 20 years, and it's told through the perspective of Tom Hanks's character. He plays somebody called Colonel Tom Parker, who, as I think the line is, he was not a colonel or a Tom or a Parker. He's got this kind of really ambiguous accent, like no one's really sure kind of where he's come from, who he is. He's positioned as a baddie in it, but it's told from his perspective, and the whole thing starts with him saying, you know, everybody blames me for his death, everybody blames me for this, here's the story of what really happened. I don't think we're supposed to come away thinking, oh, he was innocent all along. Like, he definitely manipulated Elvis's career and Elvis as a person to kind of get what he wanted. He was a man with kind of huge gambling debts, and he basically kind of traded Elvis and made decisions based on what he needed. So
oh, wow.
That's, yeah, there's a really dark side.
I didn't know that either.
So much of it I didn't know. Like, I've been to Graceland. We went.
I would really love to go to Graceland.
It was incredible. We went about 5 years ago, but there's a lot. I remember Graceland really clearly, but there's obviously a lot of the story that I didn't remember. But I didn't know that he, this is stuff that the film goes into, that all his music and a lot of the way he moves was borrowed from black culture, or kind of learned from black culture.
I didn't know that.
And then, and basically he was, because there was still segregation in the States at the point at which he started to get really famous, he was like completely vilified. Every time he performed on stage, he was threatened with jail time. He was he was basically nearly cancelled because he was seen to be bringing black culture, which was like so completely banned on kind of the white cultural stage, to the mainstream. So yeah, that's super interesting. It's a good kind of look at America.
You didn't know any of that.
And is it true he died of a heart attack because he was so fat?
He's and it's awful. At the end they show this footage of him performing. He died at 42, and obviously it was so fat, but so many drugs, basically.
Yeah, I was gonna say it was a cocktail of bad things, wasn't it?
Because there's that famous recipe that everyone does for like his deep fried banana and peanut butter sandwich or something.
Oh really?
Which should probably not be allowed.
Wow. Yeah, I feel like that's
a load of cocaine, probably isn't that good for you, is it?
Yeah, I feel like that's in one of like Nigella's kind of naughty books.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it's like Elvis Presley's deep fried sandwich.
I mean, it sounds delicious.
Do you know what I also like about the Elvis film is that I know what people know of Austin Butler, but he's not hugely known, and neither is Olivia De Jong. Is that how you say her name?
Yeah, I didn't really know who she was.
She's
plays Priscilla.
She's been in a few Netflix shows. So when I saw she was playing Priscilla, I was like, oh, that's so random. But obviously it works, and they've chosen slightly smaller cast other than Tom Hanks, obviously.
I feel like all of, like, when you think of like Rami Malek, Taron Egerton, like I think you can't be super famous to play a character that people that is so close to people's hearts. Yeah. I don't know, maybe that you've just got that risk of it.
No, it works better, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's why I think the next Bond is going to be someone really random.
Yeah, so
and
agree
not
with that.
Like agreed. Tom, whatever his name is.
Tom so Hiddleston, agree with that. Hiddleston. Yeah. That's why I like the new Doctor Who being played by the guy from
I love
the guy from Sex Education. Yes. It's just such great casting because there's no pressure.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, but in short, really recommend it. It's not a laugh a minute, but if you hate Elvis's music, it's not for you. Mm. But some real bangers in there. We came out kind of tapping to Hound Dog the whole time. Hound Dog gets a lot of airtime.
Yeah.
Because it's Baz Luhrmann as well, I should say, it's cut with some incredible, like, Doja Cat's in there. Like, there are a few moments hardcore rap, which is, like, really cool.
I was going to say, I can imagine even if you don't like Elvis, because it's by Baz Luhrmann, I mean, there's probably some really art deco, like, fun to be had.
Yeah, the visuals are incredible. It's not too Baz Luhrmann-y. Like, there's quite a lot of kind of zooming in on windows from afar, you know, like in Romeo and Juliet and in Moulin Rouge, where he kind of starts from like far away and then goes like into a window. There's quite a lot of that, but that aside, it's not like Moulin Rouge in a kind of visual assault way. It's a bit more straight than that. So highly recommend. I feel like it's the film everyone's talking about anyway, so get yourself down to see it, because it's really good. Anyway, that's enough of me. What's everybody else got to recommend? Becky?
Do you know what I've had? I've actually just come back from a week off and I haven't really watched much, but we did go and do a Canopy and Stars stay, which I thought I would talk about actually, because I don't know if anyone's done one via Canopy and Stars, but it was amazing.
For those who don't know, Canopy and Stars is?
Canopy and Stars, it's a booking website where you can kind of find really remote stays across Europe, but also the UK. And it's sort of glamping. You can go and stay in teepees, or you can go and stay in tree houses. It's experiences that you wouldn't normally do. It's not your bang average hotel. And we've had vouchers for it for ages. And we stayed at a place called Swallowtail Hill Farm near Rye. And it was just It was so nice. We had two nights there.
And it was your birthday.
And it was my birthday, yeah. We stayed in this round house, which is almost like a tin. You're literally in like a tin. You have to do everything yourself as you would with camping, and there's no TV, there's no Wi-Fi, so you're completely cut off from everything. It was really nice. I really recommend looking at some of their stays.
Do they have lots of other properties in the UK? Or
loads.
Do they?
There's so many. And we actually wanted to do one in the Lake District, but because they have amazing tree houses. And
next time. Also, it's quite far.
It's far, but also a lot of them are for big groups, so you have to, it's good camping Billy stars, but yeah, Billy no mates over here. But yeah, there's loads of fun to be had across them, but they've got some brilliant ones in France, all over the place, so it's well worth looking at. That is not an ad or anything, I just enjoyed it.
I feel
really
like if
special.
You have like some really outdoorsy girlfriends, it could be quite a fun
hen do. Yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
You know,
that's
kind
a
of
good idea. Yeah,
quite not wholesome, yeah. But like, yeah. Wholesome. Yeah.
Where were you last week when we were talking about outdoorsy activities?
I know.
What did you actually?
You know, I love an outdoorsy activity.
What did you actually do in the days?
So while we were there, we did just have some time to read, just to chill out. We had a hot tub that you have to heat with a log burner, which was absolutely hilarious.
Oh my god! How fun.
It was actually really difficult as well because Harry heated it to over 50 degrees by getting a very good fire going, and then we had to drain it and put cold water in. So much harder than you think, but yes. We kind of just chilled there, but then we also went to Camber Sands Beach in not far from Rye and had a day there, and we went to the Globe Inn pub, which is in Rye. Oh my god, that's so nice if you are visiting. Like, it's just got a really good atmosphere in there, really fun cocktails, but it has a pub feel, if that makes sense. You've got that kind of coziness, but with the casualness of the fun drinks. And yeah, and just walked, loads of walks. That was kind of it.
So last week we were talking about camping, but like, pitching your own tent kind of camping.
Yeah.
And yours, this sounds better. In short, this, I feel like if you want something outdoorsy, that's
it's a good middle ground for sure. Yeah.
I subscribe to a website called Kip Hideaways.
Oh, I know.
Oh, they're so good.
Yeah. So good. I mean, it's not the same thing. That is not for camping. It's for like cute little homes, but it's for like, if Airbnb is just like too overwhelming for you, Kip's just got a really lovely edit of kind of seasidey and countryside-y
taste.
It's gorgeous, isn't it, Sherry?
So nice. Yeah. And like, they often have really good availability actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, not if there's just two of you.
Just the two of us. But yeah, it was honestly just so nice because also you are forced to spend time together in that situation. You haven't got background noise, so it was really nice. And yeah, but because I didn't watch any TV, I've got no recommendations.
All right.
I've got to ask you how the garden's coming on because I know everybody would like to know.
It's looking good, thank you. We had a real like a Sunday kind of tidy. Tim described it, he was like, it now looks like a little boy's had a haircut. It looks almost a bit too bald.
Okay.
But then in like a week's time, things are just growing so nice
flourish.
That it will like come back.
Yeah.
You had a little haircut.
Yeah, so it's too fresh. Yeah.
Yeah, but things are really good. The most successful thing so far, two things. One, it's actually really cute. It's a rose bush that Tim's mum bought us, and it's called like Wedding Wishes. Oh. And we planted it when we got married. And last year it produced one rose, and we now have like 27.
Oh, that's fun.
It's so beautiful, like bright. Just like, show you the colour of your t-shirt, like bright
wow.
pink. They're really like textured, beautiful.
Oh, gorgeous.
And I also have planted like from tubers like 5 pots of dahlias, and they're all about to like burst.
Pop up. My god,
you're doing so well.
Yeah. It's all trial and error. And the lettuces have been amazing. The radishes were not a success.
Okay, shame.
But the lettuces have been so good. And last night we had a little Caesar salad that I made with my lettuce.
What happened with the radishes then?
Proper organic.
I just feel like I picked some too early, they were too small.
Okay.
And the other ones I left too late, and they went all like woody and like not tasty.
Oh, no.
So I need to like know the signs of when they're like,
when they're good to
yeah,
go.
Yeah, like a spicy. A really good
exactly
like,
oh,
exactly
a crunch. Oh, I love
radishes. Me too.
I think it's what that peas and like runner beans are the things that I can just snap out of the bag.
Yeah. Lovely.
So yeah, it's looking good.
Amazing. What is your tip? Can you like, I know you said it's trial and error, but do you have a good tip for your successful flower growth?
You know what, I was gonna do an Instagram post about this, but I did, and I've been like thinking about what I'm gonna say because I want to make it helpful.
Yeah.
The first thing I listened to, Sarah Raven, who's like kind of an old school gardener, has a really good podcast, and there's a series she did, it's like a mini series with a guy called Arthur Parkinson. It's a mini series, and it's literally like gardening 101. The first step is like how to like grow a seed, how to plant your plants.
Okay.
So that is a really good kind of like ballpark education. I also follow this Instagram account called Farmer Gracie. It's all like bulbs and plants you can buy that come straight from the Netherlands.
Ooh.
And I bought loads of stuff from them at the beginning of the spring and I planted them. So, and their Instagram is really insightful. Oh. Loads of videos on how to like, because I didn't even know how to like plant a bulb and all that kind of stuff.
You should definitely do an Instagram post. Definitely. I think people find that really interesting.
We should do a feature.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I was talking about, sorry, Charlie McCormick, who's he's a tulip man, but oh my tulips. God, he's so good at it.
Oh, I love a tulip.
Like, do you feel like you've got this whole new hobby? Like, is it bringing you joy?
Yeah, it brings me so much joy. But also stress joy. You know what? It's a bit like baking.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, I go out there, I feed them, I give them, like, some fertilizer. Yeah. It's like...
it's a science, like baking.
Yeah, exactly. It's like some caster sugar. Like, it's like a little science. Yeah. But yeah, I love it. It's really fun.
That's so wholesome, Tor.
It's so wholesome.
Indeed. Such a loser.
You are you're country core. To your core. I love
and
it.
The problem is, like, not the problem, but the thing is, when you have a garden and you've got people coming over, I want it to look as nice as the inside.
Yeah, 100%.
So, like, to me, it's like just interior work, but outside.
Yeah. So true.
Yeah.
Well, we've got like a shit little box garden that I would love to just completely transform, but I need a landscaper in.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
And
yeah,
the quotes.
Do you have grass?
Ooh. I've got fake grass. Yeah,
that's no bad thing. Grass is a bitch to
maintain. No, I'm quite happy. I mean, it's so small, but a bit like you're saying, you kind of it's all very well having a lovely house, but if you can kind of, we've got crystal doors as well out the back, and so with no curtains, so you have to look at the garden, and it's like,
you know, it could look really
box.
You know, I think it looks really stunning in like big pots. You know what, like a pump. This is
no,
you'd recognize them. They're like,
because I do love a big pot. So
yeah, and they work really well in pots. They're like on a stem, and they're kind of purple. Not an allium, which is like the bulb,
okay.
But they're like almost like a hyacinth, but like in a round version.
Oh, nice.
They're really nice. And they're quite like Mediterranean.
I sort of need somebody to come in and just undo the whole thing for me. Mm. But I would really like to do a cooler at the front of my house. That is something I will do. A climber. That's what I'm desperate
That's
to do.
That's super easy.
Love that.
You could do that on Saturday.
I cannot do that myself. You are so overestimating.
You just go to the garden centre and say, this is, show them, say, this is what I want.
A climber.
They'll just put it in a pot and put like a stick on your wall and it will grow.
Yeah,
but I need to buy
or
the climber.
I mean, you could do that now on Amazon Prime or go to the garden centre.
Again, it's really sweet that you think I can do that. I think we'll probably outsource it. But anyway, that is something. That is something I think. I'll come to you for my I'd like rose. I would like a rose bush. Mm-hmm. I love what are they called?
Wisteria.
I love wisteria. Yeah, I love you wisteria. Get it for a week in the year.
It's a very
They're
short
really
period,
hard,
yeah.
Though, aren't they, to maintain?
It's literally 1 week and then
roses are good. Roses are quite a few.
Yeah, there's a house near me that, it's like a big green bush with white roses coming out of it. And like so that's the dream. Anyway, Sherry, anything to recommend?
I watched a really good documentary called The Twins recently. It only came out this week. And randomly, it was by WeTransfer. But it's really good.
So
it's
about so
random.
Isn't like they made it?
Yeah, they made it. Okay. They produced it. It's about Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's really short. I think it's like 15, 20 minutes. And it's about...
I can get on board with that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. You know, you can watch it on the way to work. Yeah. Really digestible. And it's about how they started out as child stars, grew up on screen as teenagers, and how they have this whole global fashion business now. And a lot of it talks about how they specifically have really influenced Y2K fashion, which I thought was really interesting because they do like direct comparisons with girls today who are like 16, who probably, you know, didn't grow up watching them, and like the style is identical. Oh. And it's just so nostalgic, and yeah. It made me think I was like 10 again on the sofa watching like Nickelodeon or whatever channel they were on.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it was
how
really
do you watch
good.
It? Do you watch it on WeTransfer?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. So it's online. It's like a YouTube video.
Yeah.
But you go on the link. It's in the weekend guide. On which is out on Thursday, so if you want
on Shillux. Okay, fine. So you can click through from this weekend guide that went live yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. Great. Yeah, it was just really feel good, and I was like, oh, I wish I was a child again, and like the early noughties. That was so fun.
What was your favorite Mary Kate and Ashley film / period of time?
I really liked the Mary Kate and Ashley Show.
Yeah,
I think that's what it was called.
I liked the show as well.
Yeah, it's when they were a bit more established.
Yeah, when I think of them, I think of not Full House, but like the shows they did is when they were like actual twins, like running around making mischief.
Yeah. So Holiday called? In the Sun is like my favorite.
Exactly.
Those films. When they
were
a bit older.
Oh, I'm thinking of So Little Time.
So Little Time, so that's much fancy. To do. That one. So good.
It brings it all back.
But they didn't play Mary-Kate and Ashley in that. They played
different.
Madison and Riley, I want to say were their names.
I thought it was Mary-Kate and Ashley in that.
No. I mean, anything they did, everyone watched. They were obsessed. They're a bit like Hilary Duff.
Oh my god, I'm
those kind of films. Lizzie McGuire that time.
Mm-hmm. God, they people talk about Victoria Beckham having a good rebrand, but Mary Kate and Ashley had like the ultimate route. To go from like Nickelodeon teen queens to The Row, it's like quite a jump. Presumably that's what this documentary is about.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, very impressive.
That sounds cool.
They are so really cool. They always were.
Yeah,
really wanted hair. Like they used to do that really cool, like wiggly hair, and then it would be really dead straight at the bottom. Mm-hmm. So cool.
I think Elizabeth Olsen's quite cool, though.
Yeah, she's unreal.
Yeah.
Like I actually would probably rather be Elizabeth Olsen. Controversial.
What, than anyone in the entire world?
No, but as in like out of those three.
Three? Yeah, because yeah, then the Mary sister. Kate,
yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, should we answer some questions? Tor, somebody has asked thoughts on a juice cleanse. Are they healthy? Are there things you should know about before you take them on? Kind of, where do you stand on them?
I'm really anti-juice cleansers, just because I really believe that I think the body isn't meant to like survive on liquid alone. Mm. But people do get on with them. I think probably every body is so different in how you'd respond to that kind of thing. Like some people can fast for like a day and they're fine. I personally wouldn't. I think there's some quite clever companies, I think maybe like Plenish, maybe, do like almost like a 5-2 package where you have like perhaps a juice for breakfast and lunch or so you could have like one meal. I think to go completely liquid I think it can be a lot of sugar in them sometimes. I'm not sure. I think we're better off having like a really nice like vegan meal plan for like 5 days. You probably feel way better.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me. You agree?
I couldn't. I get dizzy after not having breakfast and things. You know what I mean?
I just think,
I agree. I don't think the body should just have liquid in it. But
yeah. And to not chew anything for a few days.
I also worry with those that you end up like doing it for a day and then getting so ravenously hungry that you end. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not sustainable.
Totally. Yeah. Agreed. Yeah. All right. Well, we're not doctors, but.
Exactly.
But yes, agreed. Not for me. Not for anybody here. Okay. Well, somebody else has asked best tips for getting back on track after an indulgent holiday. So if you don't want to do a juice cleanse, but you do want to feel a little bit more well after a holiday of indulging, what do you do?
I suppose the first thing I would do is probably eliminate alcohol for a bit,
because I
feel like
that's
the first thing that goes after I've had a really big session somewhere.
And I think if you do go away for a week and you say if you're on holiday and you do end up drinking like every day, that's probably not what you usually do, and therefore I think your body has reacted because of that.
And you need to
the minute
reset.
You cut it out, I think your body's like, oh yeah,
that's
good.
Yeah.
Tor, you wrote a feature this week for SL Man about
what
alcohol does to you. Oh my god, it's horrifying.
I know.
I read it and I was like,
was it too negative?
No, I think it's good. Like relatively well-informed normal person, but I didn't know like quite how bad it was for you.
I mean, so many people say, not people, like scientists say, if alcohol was discovered now, it would be an illegal drug.
Yeah, it's so bad for your body. Everything in this feature. God. If you love booze, don't read.
I was about to say, I think I will be.
I kind of shut my eyes and just typed.
But I actually needed an incentive to lay off for a few days, and my god, I mean, just that first section alone, I was like, oh, okay. We're on the.
So I think perhaps cut out booze.
Yeah.
Drink,
that
I mean, so basic, but just drink like
lots
four
of water.
Liters of water a day.
Yeah.
Just flush everything out.
I think it's almost about setting yourself back to where you were pre-holiday, and then trying to incorporate whatever it was you were doing before. You know, like getting back on the exercise when you can.
Yeah, I do always think that if you just go back back to your normal routine, then things will just even out eventually.
I agree.
Exactly. Because yeah. You don't have like 5 bowls of pasta in a normal working day. Well, some people do, you know.
Not judging.
Each to their own. Yeah.
And I guess like you use every meal or snack as an opportunity to like get in some nutrition. So,
yeah.
Agreed. Yeah, and just be sensible about what you're eating and good eat advice. Lots of greens.
I love this question. I don't think I know the answer. Is it emotional cheating to have a schoolgirl crush even though you love your husband?
I presume they mean someone that they know.
I think I have a schoolgirl crush on Jax from Love Island, but I don't think that's emotional cheating.
That's not emotional cheating.
No.
Really?
I think my husband has the same crush, so yeah.
I found that wild.
Really?
He's awful, Charlotte.
He is exactly my type.
Which one is he?
Looks white. Sherry's face. No. Like, he is me to a T.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, which one is he?
I don't know who that is. He's the one with Paige.
Can you provide some more context? I've only watched a few.
So he's the one that was Gemma's ex-boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
I've never watched Northern. So,
yeah, he is Northern. He's got quite a Leeds accent.
Yeah, that's Leeds.
Mm-hmm. He's lost all his body shape in the like 2 weeks that he's been there. Like, really? He went in like super hench, like Johnny Bravo. Now he's quite skinny. But yeah, no, I find him really hot. No, you don't find him hot.
Not at all.
Find the hottest in the villa.
Who do I find the hottest? I think it's quite hard when their personalities are quite lacking.
They have terrible personalities.
Yeah. I didn't find any of them attractive.
No. I'd probably say Dammy. He seems like he's got the most sauce.
Yeah. But Dammy's causing quite a lot of shit.
That's what I love, though. I love the drama.
I think he does this whole like, I'm so open, I'm so honest thing. Which it kind of is, but at the same time, it's like you need to simmer down because you need to stop telling everybody your honest opinion of everything.
Do you watch it every night, guys?
Yes. Tour? I'm... Sherry, how fucking good is this season?
It's really good.
I have to say, I didn't want to get into it, and actually, I haven't watched it since Friday.
Oh, you are missing out. You are missing out.
It is.
I don't think you don't need to watch every episode. If you miss one, don't rewatch it. Just dip back in.
Oh, okay. I don't agree.
Really?
I think it's good enough this year that you should catch up. Yeah.
I love that this has all come from a question about...
What even was the question? Emotional cheating. Anyway, emotional cheating. I think it depends. It's only emotional cheating if there's a third party involved. Yes. So I don't think it's cheating to admire somebody from afar.
Of course not. We're all human.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think that's emotional cheating.
No, because the fact it's just emotional cheating, I think, is...
But it's emotional cheating if you're texting that person.
That's different.
That is cheating.
Yeah, that's cheating. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's engaging. Yeah.
Exactly. Also, if she says like a schoolgirl crush, it's not like a serious thing. It's like you're a little bit obsessed, but not in a weird way, in like an admiration
you're a bit
way.
Infatuated.
Yeah.
I think you can still get crushes on people even though you're married. You're human.
I had so many crushes.
Yeah, me too. There's a guy in the coffee shop down the road.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah, we'll talk about him later. But that's really normal. But but I think the step too far is the emotional cheating bit, which is engaging.
Exactly. The step too far is can I have your number?
Yeah.
Let's keep talking. Yeah.
Correct. Agreed. Somebody has asked where to get breakfast in Holborn/Covent Garden, coming to London child free to see Adele. Sherry, where would you recommend?
Holborn, go to the Hoxton. They do a really good brunch. And they do an amazing coffee. And it's very reasonable. Mm. I reckon you could get like a coffee and like an avocado on toast, £15. Mm. It's also really nice to just sit in there. They're very casual. They don't like shoo you out after you've eaten.
Yeah, that's nice.
And it's right by Holborn Station.
This is true.
Yeah.
Good tip.
What about, is Balthazar still going?
I used to do breakfast, actually.
Do they do breakfast?
I don't know.
I think they do.
I didn't see why they wouldn't do breakfast.
No, lovely.
I love going there.
Yeah. If they don't, then definitely go there for lunch because yum.
And cozy. It's really cozy in there.
It is cozy, yeah. There's also the Nomad Hotel.
Oh, yes.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Lovely.
Very
nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Somebody has said off to Glyndebourne next Friday and don't know what to wear. Anyone here been to Glyndebourne? Have you?
So I've been to like Grange Park, which is really similar to Glyndebourne.
Yeah, nice. I mean, it's black tie.
It's very black tie.
I would say bring something warm.
Yeah.
Because it will get very chilly the minute the sun goes in.
Although actually, I think the last time I went, it was stinking hot. So dress accordingly, but be layered because it's unlikely.
It's beautiful. I know exactly where it is. Yeah. But yeah, I've never been. But I know that I would urge to go dressier than cash.
So, I agree. Yeah, I agree.
I'd say midi dress. And heels.
Yeah. Yes. I think I wore, when I went, like a floral midi wrap.
Yes.
With, like, almost like a wedding-esque.
Yeah. And men in black tie.
Yeah.
A final question. I like this question. What one luxury item would you take on Desert Island Discs?
I mean, this is something I thought about. So
are you already?
That's a good one.
Because I listen to the podcast all the time. And I often think, and sometimes it changes. And sometimes I hear someone's answer, I'm like, oh, that's a good idea.
But?
I mean, it's like between like a couple of things.
Go on.
One is like a never-ending supply of champagne.
all the essentials.
But then I always think that, because it would be bring so much luxury to like a desert island.
Yeah.
But then I think if I had loads of champagne, I'd want water.
You'd be so thirsty.
And I was like, I can't drink seawater.
Alcohol, no. But I presume you have water on the desert island.
Well, I don't know.
I assume you have the basics to survive, including fresh water.
Okay. Well, that was a real luxury. My other one would be lip balm.
Okay.
Oh.
Any specific one?
I like Dr. Lip nipple balm. Oh, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You like that one.
I love that. Yeah. I hate having dry lips.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Fair.
Ugh.
I think the champagne in the heat of the desert island would probably give
that's
you
hilarious. That's the last thing I thought you would say. But you know what? If you're gonna live your life on this island, so
hey, this could be the end of your life, guys.
Yeah. True.
Very God, it's a hard question.
Okay. But then sometimes people say things like, oh, like, you know, the British Library. And that's a shitty thing to say, because that's just cheating.
Oh, so it's not practical. It's things you've got in your house, let's be honest.
But apparently you can take a building.
Can you?
Yeah.
But I really don't like when people are like, oh, I'd take a lifeboat to sail her. Like, that's boring. No, yeah. It's not about, like, the practical.
Yeah, it's just about what you've got, isn't it?
Yeah. Books would also be... Okay, I've just given it to you, so maybe that's cheating.
Yeah.
No, books. People say, like the complete works of Harry Potter, don't they? I've heard that one a few times.
Oh, God. Yeah. How boring. Jesus Christ. That's a snooze on an island.
Do you think? I think I'll keep you quite entertained.
Not take all of Harry Potter with
There's
me.
A lot of words. It would keep you entertained, yeah. But sure how far can you go, really?
Really, that's... Not long ago. Hang on, I'm trying to think why I...
Sacrilege.
I went back to listen to Harry Potter. Where was I? Was I like scared or stressed? I don't know. For some reason, I thought that listening to Harry Potter would soothe me in some capacity. And then I was just like knee deep. So I just listened to the whole book. It felt quite juvenile.
Well, yeah. It is for kids. But I think Stephen Fry's audiobooks are really... He's got a lovely voice.
But that
that's why.
That's what it was. Yeah. But listening to it was a bit basic.
Mm.
Is that awful? I mean, no. Obviously.
No, because I love Harry Potter. I absolutely love it. But I wouldn't take it on a bloody island with me.
What would you take then?
Oh, just a better book.
It's got to be like a group. So therefore you have to be able to... Like
a series.
The complete works.
Okay. Still wouldn't be Harry
would
Potter.
Would you take
what? Sorry. Yeah, I probably would take a book.
Would that be your number one item? You do get the Bible.
You're allowed to take
a... Oh, you get the Bible.
You get the Bible.
A few. Yeah. God.
It would be my first foray into the Bible, so keep me entertained for months.
What would be my luxury item? Is it really boring to say something like a really good pillow?
No, but no, that's a good one. Yeah.
Mine would probably be a really good pillow. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
What kind of pillow?
Well, I've got my Simba one. Georgina and I have got a really shared love for us.
Is it memory foam?
It's not really. It's got like coil springs in it, but it's not memory foam. But
it sounds like a torture device.
Honestly, it feels so nice.
It does. I just imagine like a pillowcase with coil springs.
Yeah. Did you take it away with you when you went away last week?
I actually didn't, but I would.
Yeah,
for, like, a
I take mine with me all the time.
Definitely.
Can I give you a bed hack?
Mm-hmm.
So we have a bed. We had a bed topper and it didn't fit the bed, which was never an issue for me, but it just never fit on Ben's size. So he replaced it. And we bought one from, he was like, Georgie recommended the Secret Linen Store to me. I was like, did she? He was like, well, no, I read it on Sherlock. So obviously,
okay, Ben.
Using the word recommended to me.
Inadvertently.
Yeah. Anyway, so we bought a mattress topper from the Secret Linen Store. When I say my bed is like, I can't describe the comfort levels. Oh, it's like really? Sinking into a cloud. It is incredible.
And I now buy all my sheets from there.
Do
and
you?
Oh,
what's it
my God, they are next level.
It's called the Secret Linen Store. Do you buy this is a silly question, but are they linen, the sheets?
No, I don't buy the linen ones. So they're like the sateen, like, I'll send you the link. It's like being in a hotel.
Yeah, that's
what oh my God.
So now
oh my
the
God.
Linen sheets. I don't have any linen.
Neither. I'm not sure. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about sleeping on
linen.
Well,
I don't know how my tan will fare on it.
Interesting.
But the classic sheets they do are just the best.
Yeah, okay. And honestly, this mattress topper wasn't that expensive. I think it was under £200 as well. And we've got
good.
A Super King. And guys, life-changing.
Top tip.
Anyway.
Are you going to take your topper?
Yeah, I'll take my whole bed. No, I'd like to take my whole bed, but I need an eye mask as well.
That would be mine.
Yeah.
Definitely an eye mask. I could sleep on dry sand as long as I had my eye mask.
I think I could too. I can't sleep when it's bright.
No, because especially if you're being woken up at like 4 a.m, that lovely tropical sunrise.
It's true.
You want to stay asleep.
Yes.
Specifically the slip silk ones. Nice. Really.
Yeah.
Do you wear it every night?
Every night.
And you as well?
Yeah, I do.
And I wear
do
one
you?
Too. Yeah.
Well, I think once you get into the habit, it's very hard to not sleep because you're the sensation of it, aren't you?
Yeah, and I often wake up with it not on. So for me, it's perhaps a comfort thing about actually just falling asleep, knowing it's there, and then I obviously take it off in the
middle
of
the night.
Oh,
really? I readjust mine in the night.
Do you?
I hate when it, this is so niche, but I hate when it falls to the, like, here, like below my hair. Yeah. So I have it here for comfort.
Yeah,
like,
definitely. Have you tried the drowsy one?
No.
It's like,
what's the texture of it?
Silk, cushiony silk.
You don't like silk,
do you?
No, I like the cotton ones.
Sure, have you tried it? And it's got Velcro, and it looks almost like you've been kidnapped.
Oh, yeah, I know the one.
Yes. No, I do have the one. And it has space for your eyes, so you can kind of open your
eyes. Kind of, but it's massive.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like having a pillow strapped to your head.
Exactly.
Yeah. Is it good?
Yeah. Oh my God, it's really good.
Is that not too heavy? Disruptive? Yeah.
No. It blocks out like more light than I say than the other ones.
I would say that's really good for a flight.
Yes.
When you're like in one position as opposed to sleeping.
I won't get on a flight with less than 3 in different bags.
Really?
Yeah, in case I lose one.
3?
Yeah, because, well, like 2. Because if you imagine if you lost one, it'd be awful.
True.
I don't even use one.
Can you sleep in when it's light? Would you be able to go sleep in here?
I'm a very good sleeper, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But would you be able to shut your eyes and go to sleep in here with this light?
Probably not. Actually, I don't know. Never say never. I probably could, yeah. I'd sleep really well. The one thing I do love is those heated eye masks. Sometimes when I go to bed, the space masks. Oh, God. If you struggle with sleep, I promise you they will help
they're
you
really
sleep.
Nice. Yeah, they're really nice. Very soothing.
Oh, God. Anytime I've worn them, I've fallen asleep in about 2 seconds.
Yeah, me too. And then I feel I never get the benefit of it because I've fallen asleep.
And then I've lost it. Yeah.
Oh, but is the benefit not to help you sleep?
Yeah, I think so.
They're so good. And they're really good for hay fever at the minute, I find.
Really?
I mean, it's a bit extravagant for that. But if your eyes are really sore or heavy,
sorry, are
the
they
warmth, they self heat when you put them on.
Are they like the beaded ones?
No, they're disposable.
Yeah.
Oh. They're like single-use ones.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Is there a brand, Becky?
Can you
space masks? Space masks.
Oh, it's called space masks.
Oh, they're lovely. Nice gift.
What is everybody's favourite, this is a hard question, but favourite desert island discs ever?
The one I know that's amazing is Helen McCrory's. Hers was like fascinating.
Yes.
And she had some really good stories in there.
Yeah. Sadly passed away.
Sadly passed away, but hers is really good. And I've only listened to a few, but hers is one of them.
Oh, we should say as well, the amazing Dame Stephanie Shirley, who Georgie interviewed for the Sheer Lights in Conversation podcast. I think it went live last week, who is incredible. She's also got don't listen to her Desert Island disc, go listen to her in Conversation and then listen to her Desert Island disc. But she is, I mean, the most inspiring lady, came to the UK as a refugee, was knocked off the rich list because she gave so much of her money to charity.
Oh, wow.
She's incredible. Wow. She gave 70 million to charity over the last X amount of years. Yeah. So definitely worth it. Sherry, any that spring to mind?
Emma Thompson has a really lovely one.
Oh, that's really good. She talks about her adopted kids. Yeah, that's a really good
one. I mean, anything that she does, I lap up. But
have you seen that new film that she's in about the sex one? Yeah, the sex one.
Oh, yes.
I feel it's a sponsored advert on loads of podcasts I listen to.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
It had relatively good reviews.
Yeah, it did.
It looks really good. I do want to see it. I don't know if I'd pay to see it in the cinema. I'll wait for it to come onto a streaming service.
come on to WeTransfer.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I think we'll leave it there. Thanks, everybody. And thank you for listening. Don't forget, we put the question box out every week on socials, so you can ask us anything there. And if you have any feedback at all, please do email podcast@sheerlights.com. We love hearing from you. Don't forget also to rate, review, subscribe, and tell your friends. And we'll see you next time. Bye bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.